Mike Talks Trash. It's the J&M Movie Podcast. Jordan talks shit, Mike talks trash.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to another exciting episode of the J&M Movie Podcast. I am Jordan, and with me is my lovely, elegant co-host, Mike. Mike, how you doing today?
What's up, everybody?
Doing good, chilling, you know?
Yeah,
I know. And I'm ready to, I'm just pumped, you know?
You're pumped?
I feel it on the inside, and I'm just, you know, I'm ready to do this.
Some heart palpitations?
There's some stuff going on. You know, I don't know what's going on, but there is, I can feel something, you know?
Well, as long as you can feel something, that's all that counts. So,
yeah.
So let's, let me ask you this, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
My week has been pretty busy, but have you had any time to watch movies, pick anything up at all?
Yeah, I've been doing stuff this week too, and when I did have time, I played games or did other stuff. But I watched two movies. I didn't pick up anything, but I was going through Netflix, and I've never seen this movie, but it's a Ben Stiller movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude. Can you guess what it is?
Zoolander.
No.
Let's see. Ben Stiller that you haven't seen. How Long Came Polly?
No, dude. Dude, it's on... Wait. Did I say Ben Stiller?
You said Ben Stiller.
Oh, my. All right, not Ben Stiller. Freaking, man, I just forgot the name of the movie and the everyone in it.
You're not prepared, Mike.
I'm not prepared, dude. I was too pumped.
Too pumped, man. To be prepared.
It's like the last Days of Earth. It's like a comedy.
Oh, like seeking a friend before the end of the
seeking,
world.
Steve Carell, not Ben
Stiller. Keira Knightley,
dude.
I really
Steve
like
Carell.
That movie.
Yeah, I don't know, dude, I completely forgot.
No, that's,
yeah,
that's
movie,
a good movie.
That's a really solid movie, dude. It's pretty cool. 3 weeks till like meteors come and the whole world explodes, and it's kinda like their story. Of course, I mean, I'm not gonna go really into it, but there's a story to it. But it's just like what anyone would do if there's a, like, just think about that. You have 3 weeks to live, right? And then you just, like, everything that you always wanted to do in life, you can only do in that 3 weeks.
Dude, that restaurant that they go to, that they're all just partying in that restaurant and, like, doing sex things, and TJ Miller is like, oh, it's so good. I love that whole scene.
Yeah, it's kind of a dark comedy in a way.
Oh,
you know?
Very dark comedy. They go into a couple darker things into it.
Yeah, it's you know, it's just got a lot of heartfelt moments. You know, you just kind of you feel it. You know, I grabbed my heart right now. You know, you just feel it right there.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's a lot of you know, like sad moments and stuff, and towards the end, it's pretty good. It's pretty good movie. I would definitely recommend it. Yeah, pretty funny, enjoyable. I mean, if I had to rate it honestly out of 10, I'd probably give it like an 8.
Yeah, no, it's definitely about a 7 or an 8 for me. It's been, I think it came out in 2012, and that's when I originally saw it. I haven't seen it since, and I do want to grab it on Blu-ray if I can find it with the slipcover. But it is a fantastic movie.
Oh, wow, I thought you had that.
I thought I don't. I don't. I really don't think I do. I don't. I'm going to say no. No, it's a fantastic movie.
Oh yeah,
had a great time with that one.
What'd you think about the ending? Was it like just fine?
I mean, yeah, like it wasn't. I mean, it ended how it could have ended. Like it was going towards that. So.
Yeah, I was. You know, that's kind of like what everyone would expect, that ending. But
it's
then
just. And like that's basically
I thought
it.
What I thought was they were gonna like there's gonna be something that's gonna happen or like something we weren't expecting, and I was kind of like thinking what it could be, but it just no, it's just like what it is.
I think that's why I like it. Like it didn't try to do something that it didn't need to do. Like it didn't be like, oh wait, we can do this and like everything's back, or like you could do this and like it's just it was a joke the entire time, or like something stupid. So I think it ended fine.
It was a joke the entire time.
It was like someone was just a big hoax that someone was pulling. Some scientists were like, the world's ending, everybody run.
No, but yeah. Just a swell movie, that one.
Just a swell.
And then the last one I saw was The Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That was the first time I saw that. I had it forever. But I decided to pop it in, and really, really good movie. It's super cheesy. Like, this movie would be too cheesy for a lot of people. You know, I could see people watching this and then, like, just towards the beginning, turn it off. You know, I can, like, if you don't like that kind of stuff, you're probably not going to like it. But if you do, it's great. It's literally people dressed in, like, these clown costumes. And it looks so ridiculous. I mean, it's, like, it's super colorful and it's, like, circus everywhere. And it, I mean, without spoiling too much, the premise is these clowns come from outer space and they turn everyone into cotton candy. They have this gun, okay, that can turn you into cotton candy. That's it. That's the movie.
Oh, man.
It's like, that's what they want to do. I don't know why they want to do that, but it's...
I'm tired of these damn humans. What should we do to them? Should we kill them? No. Let's turn them into cotton candy.
It's so... Especially, like, when they're turning into cotton candy, like, the special effects... It's so shite, but it's so good. I mean, I like that kind of stuff. Like I said, I mean, a lot of people probably turn it off. Like, there's this one part, okay, and, like, this clown's, like, doing, like, these, like, hand gestures. You know, like, shadow animals and stuff?
Yeah.
And he's doing that outside, and all these, like, people, like, watching, like, these old people waiting for a train, they're like, oh, this is so, look at that, it's so cool, right? He's doing that, and he makes, like, his hand turn to a dinosaur, and the dinosaur shadow eats the people, like, it eats it, like, a shadow eats, it's crazy. I mean, it's so ridiculous, dude. Jeez. But, yeah, I don't know, I love it. Yeah, it's cool. That's pretty much it. I mean, you buy anything?
Yeah, I did buy stuff, because this week it was very busy, and I didn't have time to watch things. But I picked up the Criterion for 2 days, one night, another French movie starring Marion Cotillard. I had interest in it. Marion Cotillard is a great actress, and it just interested me. Then I picked up Big Game, the Samuel Jackson as president and his Air Force One crashes in I forget what area, and there's like this hunter boy who like protects him in the wild or something while other people are after the president. I don't know, it looks ridiculous. And it's like that, it's like $12. It has a really cool slipcover. So there's that. I got The Walking Dead season 5 steelbook from Target. And, I would have had the collector's edition of it, which is the statue version, but the statue version is, I'll let you finish typing there. You type in the story.
Apologize, I apologize.
We type into, who's more important than me? Are you cheating on me?
It's all good.
Are you cheating on me?
It's all good, everyone's cool, alright? No more typing.
But that collector's edition doesn't come out till December 1st now for some reason, so okay. So that's what I picked up, and I didn't watch shit. So I also got in the mail finally, because this came after the Steelbook did. A couple weeks back I got the Steelbook for Dread from Zavvi, and it comes with an exclusive keychain that's numbered, that's like the Dread badge. And I finally got mine in. And it's number 851. I forget how many there were made of the Steelbook. I don't know if there was 1,000 or 2,000 or what limit these are on these. But it's really cool, really embossed, debossed, like a really nice thick keychain. And it comes inside of a bag that says Dread on it. A little pouch you can put it in. A little pocket pouch. So that's pretty cool. Other than that, just been gaming it up this week.
What's up? Yeah, let's tell people what you actually be doing, dude. Gears of War.
I've been playing Gears of War Ultimate Edition. I finally beat that yesterday. And I played a little bit of online today. I've been playing a new game, so I want to say thank you to ScreenWave and the creators of the game Adventures of Pip. I've been playing Adventures of Pip. I just started playing it on Twitch. And had a lot of viewers come and join the room and had interest in watching it. Right now, ScreenWave on their channel. It's not going to be happening now, but as the time of this recording, in the background, I got ScreenWave. They're doing a live stream of it right now on the ScreenWave YouTube channel with Ryan and Paul, and they're getting further than I am, and it's making me mad. But anyway, it's a beautiful game. Thank you to the creators of the game. Thank you, ScreenWave. It is such a fun game. They're playing it on the PS4. I was playing it on the Xbox One. It's also available for the Wii U and Steam. Really, really cool platformer with a little bit of a unique twist. And, I'm having a good time with that. Other than that, I've been editing like crazy this entire week. I can fully edit in Premiere now. I can do Photoshop. I can do Audition. I've been putting myself to the test and learning everything self-taught. So it's been a journey, but I am putting together some of the best content that I've ever worked on so far, which I am very proud of. I've been working on a special project I can't say too much about, but it's going for the Game Chaser's main page that I really wanted to keep the quality of Billy's editing. So I've been busting my ass to make sure this video is up to par with something that he would edit and be like, yeah, I made that. So that's that. So that's my week. Plus, I've been planning for upcoming trips and hadn't had the time to really sit down and watch a movie because, of course, I'd rather been playing the games that came out and that I was given. So, yeah, that's honestly about it. I'm actually pretty tired. I've had barely any sleep this week, so let me just pop this. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
It's a watermelony.
Dude, I'm drinking a tropical mango Powerade.
Ooh, tropical okay. Mango.
And
why, dude, not a regular mango? Why does that have to be tropical?
Because it's got to be tropical. You can't just have, there's a difference, you know? Because mango, mango's like, I don't know, but, you know, tropical, you kind of feel like,
tropical, dude.
You feel like you're there, you know?
If it ain't tropical, it ain't topical. That's what I always say.
I love it, dude. It's just so good. It's
so good, dude. It's very good, dude.
Just pure.
Also, another like miniature hobby that has been taken up recently is for some reason I've been punked into buying Yu-Gi-Oh cards because it pisses Mike off.
Oh my god!
And it's really pissing Mike off. And then every time I buy something, it pisses him off more. And to even add fuel to the fire, I got this 24-pack set, this entire booster box of the set Dragons and Legends 2. And I pulled a lot of rare cards from it, but I also pulled the highest valued, rarest card from there. The other one, there's two that I'm trying to get that are the other two, or there's three, four more I'm trying to get that are really hard to get as well. But I got the most expensive card in the set. I got some really awesome pulls, and it's been a fun day. I'm actually going to be in talks. I'm going to talk to this store I went to. I found this little small little card game shop called Looking for Games. It is in Frederick, Maryland. And I went in there today, and they hooked me up with some good deals on picking up some of these cards. And I'm going to do an expose video, kind of in the style of Pete Doerr's new videos he's been doing on his channel. The way of where I get it's almost like I'm going to make a mini documentary, something you'd see on the news, but more professional. Professional than Pete Doerr, more professional than the news. Pete Doerr is an inspiration, and he was one of the reasons I ever started YouTube. So Pete Doerr is great, and I would never say I could do better than him, because he is fantastic. I'm saying I'm going to do better than the news, so don't misconstrue my words. Don't misconstrue my words. Pete Doerr is a godsend on this earth. His room is a museum for video games. But yeah, so I'm gonna talk to them about doing something like that, something cool to bring attention to their store. It's really great customer service, really awesome stuff in there. They host tournaments, and kind of getting me back into that feeling of these card games, man.
Do you know what you're doing?
Games, man. Like, it's so much fun,
dude. When I see your messages, right, and I see that, okay, what you do is you're taking a knife, right, bam, right there in the heart, and you're like twisting
the heart of the cards.
Not in my heart, dude. Not there ain't no cards involved. And you're like, you're twisting it right to the right. It's kind of what you're doing.
Not to the left. I'm doing it to the right. I'm doing clockwise.
Because, like, you know, bam, like that. Yeah.
Well, hey, man. I got the lucky hand. You know, I'm always, every time I open a pack, there's a really good chance I'm going to get something worthwhile in it.
Dude, there's no place that I know sells, like, cards like that.
Any retail store.
Yeah, but I mean the original ones.
You can order online or find a little. Dude, I lived in Arizona. There are plenty of card shops if you search around. You'll find a card shop that has singles, that has older packs, just has anything you're looking for. I'm talking the place I was going to, they have singles of like every single card that you can buy individually.
I don't want to do that. I just want someone to come to my house and just give me a box
but
of just everything.
But that takes the fun out of it.
No, it does.
Like, I could go and buy all the cards I want individually and pay like $11 or like $2 or whatever for those individual cards, or I can spend a certain amount and get those packs and have the chance of getting it, so if I get it, I paid less per than what I'm buying the card for, and I get that feeling of like, I found it. Like, I was in this pack. I found this card in this pack by myself. One man. One
Congratulations,
pack.
You just...
Somehow I always turn it into a Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. But that's about it. There's really there's only one other place to go from here. Mike?
Yes. Are you ready? Is everyone ready?
I'm ready. I'm strapped in.
Dude.
The J&M Rundown.
That was pretty intense there, if I do say so myself.
Here it was. All right. Bam. There's everything we're going to be talking about right there. Let's start with the news. Dude, this. All right, we got some good news. Okay, a lot of video game type stuff, a lot of like concept art. Let's start with number one. So Ridley Scott confirmed that Prometheus 2 is, in fact, the next movie he will be making. Awesome.
So apparently, he was already going to be doing this, and it was supposed to come out in March of next year, so Alien 5 would come out the year after, in 2017. And then, a couple weeks back, Ridley Scott says, oh, we're going to start Prometheus 2 production after The Martian comes out. They haven't even started Prometheus, so now they're going to start in January 2016, working on Prometheus, which will not be out until 2017, and that is going to be pushing back Alien 5, which... It's disappointing that I have to wait longer, but as long as they're going to bring me
it's still
a solid
Alien.
Movie,
I mean,
it's still Prometheus, it's still Alien, I'm still excited. Right now, he is on a sci-fi kick, he said, so after The Martian, he'll do Prometheus 2, and right after that, I guarantee he's going to hop into that Blade Runner sequel finally. Unless they pass it off to a different director, I'm not sure what they said on that. But I'm excited for Prometheus 2, Alien 5, anything in the universe, and I think Ridley Scott, after with The Martian coming out, is finally going to be doing some great stuff with sci-fi again.
A lot of people don't like Prometheus.
I don't
understand why.
Everyone like will just throw it and be like, it's a pretty movie. Yeah, I also think it's a pretty smart movie. There's a lot of plot holes, and there's a lot of stupid things, like when they're running from the ship as it's literally rolling straight, you could run any direction, but the only counter argument I can say is, well, it could fall over and it's really long. You can't run that far. If it falls over, it crushes you. Which people are like, yeah, but what if it falls over? It did fall over at the end and it fell sideways.
And if someone's like in the moment, you know, they're not really going to think, oh, let me just turn right, you know? So
right, you're just going to sporadically, oh my God! I mean, you know, if you're Charlize Theron and you're just fucked, but if you're the main character, you're pretty good. You're pretty safe.
Pretty well.
But yeah, I love Prometheus. I love the direction it went. I love the stuff they showed. I'm excited for Prometheus 2. I'm excited for Alien 5, especially with Ridley Scott doing Prometheus 2 and furthering the sci-fi genre.
Yeah, Prometheus. All right.
Prometheus.
So, next up, we got some concept art that was shown for a Civil War. And you're more of a fan in this than I am. What do you think about that?
Well, it just confirms the rumors of what the teams were going to be. Which, the only one there, obviously, that's missing from here is fucking Spider-Man. Which is rumored to, even though if you know the comics, you know the original story, he's kind of the center character, and he has a big... hard to deal with, but it was also he's on Iron Man's side.
I saw this picture. I don't know if it's real or not. It's probably not, but it has Spider-Man's hand, and it has Captain America's hand holding it and Iron Man's hand holding it.
Right,
and
I saw that promotional art too. I couldn't confirm if that's real or not from Comic-Con, but it is a fantastic poster. If they just put that up and said Captain America 3 and just shows Spider-Man's hand with everyone pulling at it, that sells it. Because you don't have to do anything. People know who Captain America is. People know who Iron Man is. You put fucking the hand of Spider-Man in there with both grabbing it, pulling at each side. Awesome. Done.
Webs.
But as you can see from the teams on Captain America's side, you have Captain America, you have the Falcon. Also in the corner of the picture, if you look up in the sky, has also been featured in promotional art. There's this other flying thing that is rumored to be Falcon's companion, Red Wing, I believe. So that's pretty cool. You also have Hawkeye on his team. You have Ant-Man and the Winter Soldier. Is there one more that I'm missing?
The Panther?
No, that's on Iron Man's side. Because Iron Man has himself. He has Black Panther. He has Vision, so he's overpowered as shit right there. Because Vision, any team Vision's on, that's the winning team. Like, done deal.
Is this going to be like Twilight? Like, Team Iron Man, Team America.
Dude, they're going to make it like that, except manlier. So, we got Vision. There's also Black Widow and War Machine. Plus, if Spider-Man goes to that side. But, the teams look great. It makes sense. I'm excited. And, that's all I can really say on that. I mean, it just confirms what everyone thought the teams were going to be. It looks cool. Now, from a person who's not the biggest, oh, man, superheroes! Marvel! What is your take? Like, do you agree with it? Are you confused? Are you like just like, yeah, whatever?
I don't really care. You know, if Spider-Man's in it, I'm gonna watch. If not, I'm not. Cause
Spider-Man is in it.
Well, he's not. Is he officially 100% confirmed?
Yes, he was there on set. They filmed it. He's in the movie.
Well, I mean, if Spider-Man's in it, you say he's in it.
He's in the
movie.
If
he looks cool,
so is Aunt May.
Then that's it. Like, I'm going to watch it. But other than that, like, I saw the first Captain America. I didn't see the second one.
Dude, how did you not see the better of the two? The second one's so good.
God, the first one was so bad.
But the second
have
you seen a Jason Bourne film?
No.
Like, the Bourne Identity, Supremacy, Ultimatum?
Nope.
Oh, man. It's an espionage thriller with great action. You need to see The Winter Soldier. Especially if you're going to see Civil War, you have to see The Winter Soldier.
Does it have people getting chopped up in blood?
No, but there's some pretty intense.
Then I'm not watching.
Dude,
no, I'm just kidding. But,
stinge.
There's Iron Man 1, 2, and 3. I haven't seen any of those.
Why?
I just
have to see Iron Man 1. But really, why?
I don't care for Marvel. I don't care for superhero movies. They don't do anything for me.
I don't know, man. You're missing out on some good cinema.
I think the only Marvel... Okay, I saw Thor. I've seen the first Thor.
Thor, I enjoyed it. It wasn't great, but it was fun.
Yeah, that was decent. Captain America, shite. And,
I enjoyed Captain America. I enjoyed it.
And then I've seen the first Avengers. That's pretty much all I've seen of Marvel. So.
You haven't even seen the new Avengers?
You
haven't.
Nope.
So wait, you haven't seen Guardians?
Nah.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
You haven't seen Ant-Man?
No. I want to see Ant-Man. That one I do want to see, but that's
really good. You need to just give him a chance. Just give him a chance, dude.
Oh god, I just dropped something. Okay, I'll give him a chance. Don't worry. Alright. So next up here, we finally got to see what Michael Fassbender will look like in the Assassin's Creed movie. Is he playing Ezio?
No, originally he was supposed to be playing Altair and Desmond, but now, like, from what I was reading, he's playing a different character that's tied into the video game's universes.
He's not even playing the original character.
That's what it looks like now, especially with the costume design. That's not Altair at all. It looks more like Ezio, but he's not playing Ezio. And I think the character name that they showed, or like what they were saying, that it takes place in the Assassin's Creed canon and lore. So you'll see the universe. You might even get tie-ins with the other characters, which would be really cool. Which I actually like that better than him playing Altair. I would rather see him someone who goes into an animus playing the real-life character, and then going into the Animus to play a different assassin that is involved in other stories. That makes sense. And then you can do whatever you want, free liberties, without sticking to a certain script. And Michael Fassbender looks great. That outfit is on point. I want one of those, and I will have to make sure I get one of those when that movie comes out. I'm sure they'll be all the rage. Yeah, I am down. That looks great. I like that they've been taking their time. I like that Michael Fassbender went back, played all the games, and studied the characters and learned everything. I like that they're really trying to make sure this is not a flop. And they don't fuck
okay.
up.
So, this will go for the second topic here, but so video game movies, right? Like, why are they so bad? Why do you think all video game movies suck?
Uwe Boll. That's it.
I mean,
he ruins all the movies. Luckily, he's not doing movies anymore.
I don't know. Like, video game movies, there's just so many bad ones. Like, have we had a good one? I don't think there's one good video game movie.
The Mortal Kombat, the first one, everyone says that it's the answer. It's, yeah, it's not, it's fun. It's action, it's stupid, it's fun. Annihilation, the second one's terrible.
But I mean, like a serious one, you know?
A serious one? No. But, I really think that we have come so far with our technology and what we can do and the story writers and more people being fans of video games every day that I think we're at a point where Hollywood can get it right. I think with the move with Assassin's Creed and as well as the next thing we're going to talk about are finally going to get it right.
I don't know. There's two Hitman, the latest Hitman movie. I heard that's the worst
Superman
movie.
Listen, that was shit from the get-go. They had that fuck since the get-go, and that's just... Well, Fox is not having such...
Well, not even that, dude. You got the original... The first one sucked, like...
Well, yeah, that's still in the era when video game movies sucked. And that's also because they... Well, they fucked up. And they fucked up again. And that's their fault. Luckily, Fox is not touching these other movies.
Yeah, he does look good in the... go back to the top. He does look good in the suit. And you guys should definitely look up the picture if you haven't. It looks really cool. I mean, just like the games. I mean, it's, you know, were you disappointed by that? It looks fine, you know. And Assassin's Creed movie should be good. The thing is, it's been in production for so long. Like, it's been a while since we, like, first kind of this announced. And, like, we're just now looking at it. I know there's, like, an Uncharted movie coming out. I just, I don't know. But,
I'm excited.
Really it looks good.
But I'm more excited for something else, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because Lionsgate, this is also confirmed by the developer who announced it as well.
This is confirmed.
Lionsgate is developing a motherfucking Borderlands movie. My favorite game series, game anything.
Oh, yeah.
It is phenomenal. They have the right ideas. The Gearbox is going to be working closely with them. They're getting good writers. I believe someone who has ties in with like Spider-Man and like Marvel movies who wrote a lot of stuff like that. I didn't look too much into the details or remember a lot of the details that I looked at last night or the night before, whenever they announced it. But I have the stream where they announced it and what they talk about it, which I have not watched yet because it's an hour and a half long. But all I can say is whatever they do, this is the only thing that would make sense to me. Rather than taking the pre-existing characters, like the already established Vault Hunters, and making it revolve around them as a team, which would be cool, I would say either bring in one singular character or a team of characters that are new Vault Hunters that come down, they meet Claptrap or however their story starts, and they go through the similar type journey while having these interactions while hunting through a vault with these other characters. And you'll just go through certain things. Maybe we'll have a Handsome Jack type character. Maybe we'll have the same lore. But that's where it's going to get a little bit weird. Because there's so much pre-established lore that just throwing it into a movie and people who may not know the video games or know the lore, like, who's Handsome Jack? What's Butt Stallion? What is all this stuff? I don't understand. Why do these characters mean so much to people? We don't get it. So they would have to maybe start something fresh. Maybe in the style of the first Borderlands game where it's you just don't know. You just arrive at this bus stop. You get off the bus. There's a fucking talking robot. Bandits attack the town. You learn how to fight. You know,
dude, I love that.
It's so much fun.
Man, okay, Borderlands, it's a weird series. It's super weird, but It's not my favorite like series of all time like you, but I am a huge fan of it. I haven't played the pre-sequel, and that just doesn't like does that go with the main series at all?
The pre-sequel, yeah. It it fills in the gap between 1 and 2. It's smack dab in the middle. It establishes new characters while continuing other characters, and it sets up who Handsome Jack is and how he came to power and happened to him to have the mask on and everything to cover his face. And yeah, it's fantastic, and that's great. That's all I gotta say. It's a great story. It's great lore. It's super fun, especially with Tales of the Borderlands adding even more new sides to it after, you know, taking place after the second game, which is just fantastic. So I'm highly anticipating to see what they would do with
the first Borderlands is my favorite. The second one's a better game, but the first
one absolutely I agree. The second one completely better. It fixes so many issues, and it's just it's the most solid out of anyone in the series. It is the most solid game with the most content. You can get that game for like under $10 now, which is the bang for your buck. You can
If you haven't played Borderlands, what are you like?
But Borderlands is my favorite game, the first one, hands down. Nothing will ever top that for me. Two,
like if anyone hasn't played Borderlands, what are you doing? You gotta go play Borderlands. And Lionsgate doing this movie, dude. Just imagine like the psychos and everything.
Dude, it's funny because I can picture. I'm picturing it like this. I'm picturing it like the new Mad Max movie.
Oh yeah.
But with a more fleshed out, deep story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's basically going to be. So I am very excited to see what
they can Claptrap in that. Oh my.
Dude, that better be. See, I would like them to, rather than make him CGI, go the route of like what Star Wars did with the new, whatever the fuck his name is, little soccer ball character looking guy. They need to do something like that. Like have it balance on a wheel or whatever they need to do. And have it actually be involved in there and have animatronics and they can CGI certain things to it. But have Claptrap be a physical robot. Like, make him a real thing.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
I'm excited. Hopefully it doesn't suck. I'm hoping it doesn't suck.
It's also going to be hilarious if they keep the tone of the games. Oh, yeah. It'll be a fucking hilarious movie. So, I'm all down for that. Any day of the week.
Any day of the week. So that's it for the news. Trailers. We got three trailers. Nothing too special. Kind of lame, actually. The first one is Kill Your Friends. What'd you think about that one?
Kill Your Friends looks fun. It doesn't show off too much, but it's basically the music industry with all the insider shit that goes on and about a guy trying to make it, you know, make shit happen, and he might have to, you know, kill some of his friends. So it looks great. It has Nicholas Holt playing the main, and it has appearances like with Jeff Corden, host of the Late Late Show or whatever it's called. I think it looks like a fun time, but then again, I've only seen a minute of footage, so we'll see. We'll see. It looks.
Yeah, fun. I think it was actually a teaser. I think that they showed, but yeah. I'm going to have to... I don't know. It looks fine. I like Mr. Nicholas Holt. He's a...
Fury fine Road. Actor. What a Fury lovely Road, day. Dude. What a lovely day.
I like him in Warm Bodies, too. Have you seen that one?
I enjoyed Warm Bodies.
Yeah, he plays like a weird zombie. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. Nothing too special. Now, the second one is... it's called Youth, and let me tell you... I was kind of falling asleep during this one. Like, my eyes were, like, just getting heavy. And I was listening to, like, Michael Caine talk, right? And, yeah, so I really, like, I don't even know what this is about.
Well, I'll say this. While it does look slow, and it's going to be a very slow-paced movie. One, the cinematography is beautiful. It's shot great. Michael Caine with that longer hair, fucking sexy, dude. He's rocking it with that hair. But it's about a musician later on in his life who composed music, and he's just dealing with the fact of getting older, and there's other stuff that happens, but that's basically the main gist of it. I think it looks great. It's not a movie I'm going to be like, yeah, I can't wait to see it, But I do want to see it. I think it looks like it's going to be a good movie. It's going to be a tearjerker at times. And yeah, it looks like a cool movie.
That's awesome. All I gotta say. Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of tired watching it. Like,
I get you. It's very slow, and so is the trailer.
Yeah. And then the last one here is called Love the Coopers, and this is a Christmas movie. And it has Olivia Wilde, John Goodman.
No, it has every fucking actor
on the just planet everyone in this movie. Everyone. Every dude, actor. It has Amanda Seyfried. I'm not a fan of her.
I've never been a fan of her, but yeah, she's slowly starting to win me over a bit. And the reason I say that is because I really enjoyed her in Ted 2. But I mean, this movie has off the top of my head, Alan Arkin, John Goodman, Ed Helms, Diane Keaton, Jake Lacy, Anthony Mackie, Amanda Seyfried, June Squibb, Marissa Tomei, which is going to be Aunt May in Spider-Man, and Olivia Wilde. So that's a great cast. But basically what this movie is, it's funny enough, it's the same plot basically as Christmas Vacation, right? And it has Ed Helms, who just was in Vacation. So it's basically Christmas Vacation. Yeah, it looks pretty generic.
It's the same plot as every Christmas movie ever created. Exactly.
It's very generic looking, but I like everyone who's in it. You know, I'm definitely supporting that, but it's nothing I'm going to be running out to see. I'll wait to see it, but it looks like there could be some funny moments in there.
Will this be a Christmas classic in the future?
No.
No.
I mean, you can't really have, like, it's hard to even call, like, movies nowadays that are going to, like, to tell if they're going to become classics, because everything that tries to feel that way is something that's already a classic. Like, you look at this, it's like, oh, this is going to be a classic. No, Christmas Vacation is the classic. Like, you look at it like that. That's why, like, if you ever did, like, a new Home Alone on Christmas, it's not going to work. We already have that. It's a thing, and that's going to be the classic we look up to. This will be the remake of the classic or a movie that's just like it. So it kind of has that feeling where it's like, oh, it's spoofing, kind of, like, not spoofing, but it's like, it's basically the same fucking movie, just with different characters and similar situations.
Speaking of Love the Coopers, have you seen I Love You, Beth Cooper?
Yes. Oh my god, I love that movie. Good movie. That is a fucking guilty pleasure of mine. Holy crap, dude. Oh, dude, that movie's so stupid. I love it.
It's pretty dumb, but yeah.
It's so fucking stupid. But I really like it. You know what else is a fucking guilty pleasure? And that's John Tucker Must Die. I believe that's what it's called.
Never seen it.
Oh, dude, you have to watch it. If you like I Love You, Beth Cooper, it's basically... It's not... I wouldn't say the same exact thing, but it feels the same. It's like one of those, like, teen-type movies. It's so... It's bad, but it's so much fun. I like it a lot.
Damn.
But yeah, that's so, it for...
That's the rundown. J&M. All right.
I don't know what that was. There was like a tiny person screaming.
What was that?
He was just like,
yeah.
Yeah. That was it for that. You know what time it is?
It's time for you to take us on the Blue Rizzles.
On the Blue Rizzles? Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
You ready for it? Okay. Well, all right. September 1st, this Tuesday, my birthday. I am excited because you know what they said they're going to release on my birthday? You know what they're going to be putting out on my birthday?
The Vampire Diaries is the complete
Mad Max! I don't know what that was. Not only are we getting Mad Max coming out, we're getting the 3D edition, but that's not it. We are getting the Best Buy exclusive steel fucking book, and that's what it says on there. It says Mad Max steel fucking book, and then anything else I really don't give a shit about. No, but honestly, Mad Max Fury Road, I'm picking up the steel book and the 3D edition. Love the movie, can't wait to rewatch it. It's on my birthday.
Also, Target has one that comes like a book or something.
It comes with a comic.
the comic of it, or part of the comic. I'm not sure how much you get, but you get something. But it doesn't, you know, entice me as much as the Steelbook does. Something else comes out that I will be getting. It is Robin Williams' last dramatic performance. It is called Boulevard. We've talked about it before on the podcast. And I will be picking it up. I will be watching it. And it's going to be very hard to get through that movie. So those two are for sure. Other stuff, The D-Train, which I've heard some interesting things about. It's more of a darker drama comedy.
The D-Train.
D's Nuts Train. Jack Black and James Marsden. So maybe with that one, maybe not. Other stuff coming out. You have Star Wars Rebels, the complete whatever season. I think it's the first season. I don't know if this is the Netflix show or the revamped TV show. I'm not sure. But it's there. You also have The Vampire Diaries, the complete Who Gives a Shit season, 6 or something. And you have The Originals, the second season, both from the same network, both somethings I don't really care about.
Yeah, I guess The Originals like a spinoff or something.
Great.
Yeah, dude.
Can't wait. Texas Rising, which does look pretty good. I didn't catch it when it was on TV, but it's one of those short, short shows that has, like, 3 to 6 episodes that are an hour long that is basically one long movie. So there's that. Good Kill comes out, which I totally forgot this one was coming out. $17 for it is a little pricey. But it's supposed to be a pretty interesting movie with Ethan Hawke dealing with being a person who controls drones that kill people in the war and dealing with the moral rights and wrongs of it. So that seems pretty interesting. You have Scorpion Season 1. You have Bessie, which I believe was a movie from HBO. Yeah, it was an HBO movie with Queen Latifah. And I'll See You in My Dreams, which is an indie film. I don't know too much about it other than that. That's really it. You have Army of Frankenstein, which... you have Wolf Warrior, which is... you have 8 movie action collection of Steven Seagal. So that means pretty much every movie in there is just cheesy as fuck. But yeah, that's really it. It's just Mad Max and a little Robin Williams week. That's all it is. That's all it is in my eyes. I mean, unless something's like, you're probably like, but what about Lost After Dark? Because some horror shit. Like, tell us about the horror shit.
Well, you completely read my mind. I have no idea what this movie is, but it caught my interest. And it's supposed to be like 80s horror. It's supposed to go back to that type of style, which obviously I'm a fan of. And it has pretty poor reviews. So, and for $10, I mean, I'd rather just watch this, you know, I'd rather watch this somewhere else, if you know what I mean. But yeah, just.
What about Backcountry?
That's some bears or something.
What about The Harvest? Looks like it has Michael Shannon in that one.
What a swell guy, that guy.
What a swell dude.
Michael Shannon.
What about Dark Was the Night? What about Eminem's The Bloodlands?
Well, Eminem's stepfather, you know, he's not his
brother. Oh, yeah. Shout out to 8 Mile.
Yeah, the thing to get, though, Fury Road. If you haven't seen it, anyone who hasn't seen this movie, right, this is a perfect time to check it out. So.
No, if you haven't seen it, you're... Either, you know, something happened where you couldn't go see it in theaters, or you're a fucking idiot. But if you're not a fucking idiot, something happened, I do apologize. Listen, Mad Max is nothing to skip out on. But it's too fun. It's just stupid action. It's not.
It is it's incredible. Not just stupid action.
It is the... If Jurassic World did come out this year, it's the best movie this year and would stay that way. Mad Max is a triumph, and it is brilliant. And the only other movie that could top it this year, besides my biased opinion of Jurassic World, is Star Wars. But that's it, dude. Mad Max is an incredible feat, and that's all
it is. It's just badass. Like, that should be the title. Badass.
Mad 3D. Max, badass, badass.
Yeah, that's like, it's just the
so badass to say it twice. It's badass, badass.
Definitely, I can't wait to check that one out again, so.
Yeah, so that's September 1st. That's my birthday. So after that, expect a lot of drinking on this podcast. I'll be very drunk throughout the rest of the durations of it. But we'll see how that goes.
Oh, so you haven't been drunk all these times? Damn.
No, maybe. So anyway, thank you guys for checking out the J&M Movie Podcast, episode 38. And yeah, we'll be back next week. We might be recording it a bit earlier because I have a trip coming up that weekend, but it'll be out Sunday, next Sunday, and yeah, that's it. Any words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom.
Great, beautiful.
That's it. Now, Borderlands movie, it's gonna be awesome. Everyone get Mad Max. Jordan, you're a bastard with those Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and that's it. Thanks for watching. That's gonna do it.
Alright, later, y'all.
It's the J&M Movie Podcast. Jordan talks shit and Mike talks trash. It's the J&M Movie Podcast. Jordan talks shit, Mike talks trash.